stop.
Let's go!
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, where we got the Qatar recap and the Abu Dhabi preview. I have the wrong title on our sheet, so it threw me off. I almost said the exact same title as last week. But, Mike, welcome back.
Hi.
We're happy to have you back this week. Interesting race for Haas, but...
Yeah, it was a race.
it was a race. I think everybody could agree with that one. But, Joe, what's going on this week?
I don't know, man.
what is life? What exactly. Are you more disappointed about? The race? Or where you're at in the standings, Banner the Boys. That's a touchy subject.
Oh my gosh. I'll get into that soon as well. But like, it was a really good race. It was just, in my opinion, a horrible result.
Result.
I'm right there with you.
I mean, yeah, you know, just not what I wanted the result to be. You know, given
you didn't want Max to win, or what do you mean? Just the result overall. Like,
usually,
yeah, I mean, that's the general. Consensus
I would say result overall. I mean, yeah, I was hoping for something a little bit different, I guess. I think I was definitely looking at this week as like maybe like a good rush of points from predictions, and I just watched like lap by lap as my predictions fell like crumbled to pieces. Yeah, it was rough. Is rough, but hey, I'm really happy to be here. We have a lot to talk about. I love doing this with you boys. So
yeah,
I'm happy.
I can't believe we're even saying Abu Dhabi right now. Like that's the end of the season.
It's crazy. It went by so quickly.
For sure. So with that, let's head right into our Qatar recap. And to start it off, before we even get into the GP, really, which is just pure chaos and carnage. If you will.
Carnage!
yeah, so that just threw me off. I haven't done that in forever. Sprint, Joe. You want to take us through this kind of chaotic sprint?
Yeah.
I missed it.
You know
it,
what?
Fun and sprint. I missed quali, so I'm no use to this week.
I would love to take you through the sprint. Yeah, do you want to know why? Because I would have gotten 3 points. If it was the sprint results that we were going through.
Let's take it easy.
And Lawson was looking good most of that sprint, too. Checo, well, I think he pulled ahead at the end. But
neither one looked good in the GP.
No.
But we'll get there.
No, yeah. But sprint was, I mean, it was a team game for McLaren. Like, Lando was obviously faster, but he kept on pulling back to get Oscar that DRS to keep away from Russell. And they kept him 1-2 because of it. And then right at the end, he asked what the gap was and if it was possible to swap with Oscar so he could give him that win for the trade-off in Brazil sprint. Yeah, in the Brazil sprint.
Yeah.
McLaren, the team, said, no, don't do it. It's fine. Just finish the race. Lando went and did it anyway, gave Oscar, cut right in front of George, and finished the race 1-2 still. The closest sprint we've ever had because of that. So, I mean... a huge team game for McLaren. Like, yeah. I love seeing that. You really don't see that a lot coming from other teams. I think they're fighting each other a lot more. McLaren, they're in a weird situation because Lando was so far ahead and Oscar kind of had to help him out a little bit more.
Right.
But, I mean, name one other team that plays a team game like that, really.
Yeah, nobody right now. Yeah. Now, in the sprints, they don't get any points at all towards constructors, right?
No, they do.
Or is it? Oh, they do.
The points they get.
Oh, okay.
It's just,
I thought it was just right.
1 through 8 is just... count the points down.
And no fastest lap point.
Yeah.
Right.
And no
fastest
lap.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So Russell was incredibly, and we'll talk more about, there's a lot to say about Russell this week, but Russell's upset that they were playing the team game, that he came out with like, you know, it's just not entertaining for the fans. I'm over here thinking like, this is cool.
This is incredible.
Right?
Yeah,
like, think
so
of like the prowess you have to have in the car to be able to pull off a swap right before the checkered flag. I know, like, I praise Lando all the time, but exactly. Yeah, right. What if Russell got the jump insanity on Lando, right? Then it's a 1-3, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, they executed it beautifully.
And it's a slightly different conversation with the McLarens and where Ferrari is right now and the constructors, but...
Yeah. Mm. So I was incredibly happy with the sprint. I thought it was a really cool race. All I have to say are, like, you know, the McLarens. Russell was very fast, though. He was keeping up with Oscar the entire race. Had a few looks onto him, but just could not make it stick because Lando kept on giving Oscar that DRS. Now, if he wasn't giving Oscar that DRS, Russell takes it 100%.
But like you said, I don't know how that's not interesting to the fans. Like, that's awesome teamwork. Like,
right.
giving him DRS to catch up. Like, yeah. I mean, that's...
I think maybe, like, on the surface level. Yeah, like, exactly.
Maybe just to get the constructors this year. And again, I'm on the camp that 2025 is going to be different from McLaren.
Yes.
And the whole team mentality might not exist, potentially, for me. But
did you watch this? You watched the sprint.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
sure.
I'm obviously wearing a McLaren hat. I'm a bit biased. You have a little bit of bias towards McLaren as well, but you can, like...
Why?
On a surface level, it probably is nice to see Russell maybe fighting up there a little bit more.
Right.
But on a next level, like I said, the team game that Lando is playing, it's just interesting to watch.
I personally loved it because, like, seeing like, we know Lando had that pace because Lando would just accidentally pull ahead of them, right?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, well, I guess I need to pull back a little. And, like that was really fun, like, watching them coordinate together and watch how basically they could use team tactics to hold off George. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think George is just a little salty that he couldn't get ahead, and so he was just looking for something to complain about, you know.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Becoming the new weekly whiner.
The new weekly whiner.
The new weekly whiner. George Russell.
Hashtag the weekly whiner.
Gotta be careful. Don't want to take that away from Verstappen.
He's too busy winning.
Get there.
Quali was, nothing crazy happening in Quali. The only note, let me see if I have anything else. I really think the only note I took was that, Max got that impeding. They were on a slow lap, but George was going quick behind him, and Max did not get out of the way or just took up too much of the road. So he was hit with the one place grid penalty. And I honestly think, I just think we should kind of get out of the way, like, before we get into, like, cause we have a lot of stuff to get through. Let's talk about Russell. I think
George
first.
Russell.
Yeah. George Russell.
All right. What
so,
exactly?
There's a lot. I mean, let's just talk about, you know,
P4,
the
for you,
Russell.
George.
Yeah. I
good
mean,
work.
Yeah. Good work. Mm-hmm.
Good pace all weekend.
There was some, okay. There was a lot of noise kind of coming from Verstappen about how much George was pushing for that penalty to be placed, like how much he was pushing. But outside of that steward's room to the cameras, he was saying, I don't care what happens. It's fine. So I think Max is angry that George is being a little two-faced.
Yeah.
Versus the fact that he went so hard in the penalty, which I guess I can kind of see.
But he wasn't the only one. Somebody else.
Was it Alonso? It was Alonso, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought somebody else came out and said, like, well, George is a little bit different person in front of the cameras than behind closed doors type deal. I mean, which you could argue, like,
makes
so
sense.
Am I.
I'm a super nice guy, right? Everyone has a PR team, you know. Every driver is a PR team. It's just... I think there's a much more stark difference. And Max, I think I would argue Max is the same person on and off camera. I think he's probably proved that a couple times.
Sure.
So maybe he just doesn't love that coming up, you know, love the opposite coming from other drivers. But we had that. We had a lot of that. And at first I was like, you know, Max is, you know, calling him out for pushing so hard. But Red Bull's been in the exact same position against Mercedes before.
For sure.
Like 100%. But what pushed me the extra mile was the fact that he was complaining about the McLaren team. Mm-hmm, and I was like, okay, maybe Russell is kind of going a little too far.
I think he's taking ownership of being, you know, transitioning into being that number one driver of an F1 team. But he's taking the wrong characteristics.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he is complaining a lot more the last couple weeks. You've seen it this week, though, specifically, excuse me. You know what I mean? So, oh God!
Yeah, what is your take? Like,
at 2-3 weeks ago, maybe I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna hop on Mercedes bandwagon next year while I wait for Cadillac to join in 2026, and obviously Gasly fan, but not gonna happen. No way. Not after that action. And, like, he's going to be their number one driver. And, like, I like Toto, but just too much going on. He's starting to surround himself with too much drama going the wrong way. Kind of like how Lando started doing midway through the season. I'm not comparing the two, so
I definitely recall, you know, everyone kind of pointing out how his attitude kind of shifted a bit. But
it's been quiet in that front lately.
For a while.
I mean, and there's always the possibility, too, that this could be, like, maybe it was just a bad weekend. Maybe he got some bad news, you know, like his dog was sick or something. I don't know. So, like, you don't know. Maybe it's just a rough weekend for him and he comes back next weekend. Like, hey, yeah, I was being a bit of a bloke. That's my bad. Like, I'm going to do better going forward. Like, there's always possibility. So I think, like, he's walking on eggshells right now. And I think if he keeps acting like this,
why do you think he's walking on eggshells right now?
Because there's a lot of people who are upset with him. There's a lot of people who don't like the way he acted over the weekend and like the things that he did. And like the impeding thing with Max is like, whatever, I can get over that. It's like if you watch any qualifying session and I swear I hear impeding every weekend. So like it happens. I'm not upset about that.
But well, everybody's like, going to cry and moan about, you know,
wherever they can,
every single especially driver, and quality, they should, yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's an important time, like, yep. Every second counts.
Yep,
I don't know.
You got to play the game on and off track. You yep. have to.
Where is George in the driver standings right now? Do you have that pulled up?
I do. He is currently sitting in sixth. He is 235. I think he's staying in sixth. I don't think he can move up or down right now.
Yep,
or down.
No. I mean, Lewis is behind him 20 so points away, so I don't think that's
I mean
happen.
That's respectable. Yeah. Who's above him then? Who's in
Signs at 272. So that's about 35 points away. So yeah, I think he's staying in sixth.
So that's six. So we got what? Max and both McLarens and both Ferraris in front of him then?
Max, Lando, Charles, Oscar, Carlos.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean that's all I gotta say about George. I mean there's really not much else to say other than like what you said, Mike. Hopefully he kind of bounces back next week and like he doesn't even need to come out and apologize for whatever or nothing, but like you got to be a little bit more likable being that number one driver. I mean, just for PR stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
especially if you are the number one driver
for F1.
Yeah,
what'd you say?
Especially if you are the number one driver, like you start becoming the face of your team, right? Like imagine if Lewis Hamilton did this stuff, like people would be like, well, what the heck, man? You're the face of Mercedes.
Yeah,
like,
and this is dumb to say because they're adults, right? Kimmy's an adult. He's going to be, what, 20, I think, next year? Or is he as young as 18?
He's
going to
be 19.
He's going to be 19, yeah.
Like, he's setting the example of how to be, you know, at that next level at F1. But
yep.
I don't know. He doesn't have the leadership qualities yet. I guess we'll see if those develop in the offseason.
Maybe. Hopefully.
But yeah.
You'd think he would have learned a little bit more from Lewis.
Well,
at the same time, he didn't come out touting the stuff that he was saying. Like, Max kind of aired his dirty laundry a little bit. So, you just got to be careful in general.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, fair point.
But speaking of Lewis, do we start talking about some of these penalties that happened?
I think we have to.
And Lewis's wasn't even crazy, so I don't want to paint him as a bad guy to start off. I'm just going to read through the penalties, and then we can kind of talk about the incidents that brought up those penalties, which all happened within, what, the first lap?
A handful of them.
At least a good, a good chunk of them.
A handful of them.
So Hamilton with the jump start gets a 5-second. Hamilton again, speeding in the pit lane, so that's just a drive-through penalty. Then we got Lando. This one's pretty big. Ignoring the yellow flag. And you could kind of see him, when they started replaying the yellow flags, you could see Lando absolutely not letting off at all.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a safety thing. I mean, you're on the racetrack, you know what I mean? But yep. He was definitely trying to gain some sort of advantage, and I don't know if it was, like, he owned up to it after the race, but I don't know why, like, you've been doing this all year, like, why now? You know, why are you trying to get away with it? And it was, like, every yellow, though, too.
Right.
I mean, do we want to get into it?
Yes.
Okay. First.
10-second stop and go as well, which is crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Let's just quickly finish because I don't know if we're going to have as much to talk about the other ones, like to dive into. Let's finish. Fair. Let's just like kind of go over. Let's set the scene on how many penalties we had.
And yeah, kind of
dive in.
Fair enough. So Lando gets the 10-second stop and go, which I think doesn't he have to do that
he
right
has to do
away?
Within three within laps.
Two, yeah, within three laps.
Okay, I thought it was two. Within three laps. And then he also gets three penalty points against his, what is it, super license?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Stroll, collision with Albon, with what a surprise. 10 seconds, 2 penalty points. How many? God, is there a penalty point tracker? There's got to be out there. I wonder how many Strolls got on there.
Yeah,
but
you can look it up.
Liam, collision with Bottas, 10 seconds, and also 2 penalty points. Albon, collision with K-Meg, 10 seconds and 2 penalty points. George, safety car infringement, 5 seconds and 1 penalty point. Let's go back to Lando, though. Are you finding it? Did you find something that gave it?
I do have a list of penalty points. Stroll has 4 currently, so not a ton. Okay. Alonso currently has 8. He's the highest at the moment.
Yeah, he's not. Interesting. He'll be fine because it resets after
12
months.
Max has 6 right behind him.
Well, that's a given.
I do want to bring one thing up really quickly with the Lando thing. Just air this out right away. I think you and I feel the same way about this. Should have never happened.
Because what do you mean?
I think
this shouldn't have been a yellow flag to begin with. We should have been in a safety car. There should have been a safety car as soon as that mirror came off.
Yes, I
throw out a safety car, maybe a lap to see if maybe we can get some people out and just go snag it real quick. One lap done, get a safety car out there. We need to get that off. That's a safety concern, and it can ruin people's races.
And we saw it. It ruined a bunch of people's races, and Bottas still somehow managed to grab points, which is great beer insanity.
Amazing.
Because wasn't he the one that ran it over completely and shattered it into a million pieces? And then, Lewis had Signs a piece stuck Lewis. Underneath him and Carlos?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just unacceptable.
Yep.
And it was out there for, 5 laps?
Something like that.
You know, before it got ran over.
Before finally we sent out the safety car to go clean it up. Like, so yes, I don't think there should have been yellow flags to begin with for him to speed. Now, I feel like he probably knew that too, and maybe that's some of his reasoning for, like, why are we even bothering to slow down if it's, like,
That's a really bad time to make a statement,
Yeah, it is. I agree. But, like... So that's my lukewarm take on that.
Lukewarm.
I'm wearing the McLaren hat, right?
You are.
So
I think so.
I will note, just to kind of talk on the video that was shown of him breaking the rule. I don't know if this is when he was supposed to let off, he was supposed to let off the lap after, but it showed the yellow flag blinking right as he crossed it. So it was off until he crossed that point, and then it started blinking. And they're saying that that's when he got hit with it.
Really?
I don't know if that's the truth.
Because he did it other times in the race.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's what I thought it happened.
That was last
but then
straw.
F1, like the F1 F1 official Instagram posted that as being the reason he got the penalty. So I was like, okay, that sucks.
Like. Yeah, that
sucks. If that's the case, again, he deserves a penalty. A 10-second stop-and-go penalty is probably one of the, besides being just thrown out of the race, that is probably the most, like, the worst penalty you can get.
Is that the first stop-and-go we saw this season?
I think so.
I feel like I've not seen very many of them.
It's a crazy penalty. To watch him go from second to last broke my heart. Like, that was the worst. Well, that felt awful.
A 10-second stop-and-go is in Qatar was, 36-second
penalty? Yeah, 36
penalty.
Seconds.
Mm-hmm. So, 36 seconds, that kills your race.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. His race was over. So it was disheartening to see that. This was about the time that I left the room and I had to cool down a little bit because it was just... So this is all in real life. Yes, he deserved a penalty. Did he deserve a 10-second stop-and-go? I don't think so. What was he actually speeding... through the yellow flag when he had time to see the yellow flag? I don't know for sure.
Sounds like you don't know a lot, Joe.
I don't know a lot. That's true. Also, Max Verstappen got a fastest lap during one of those yellow flags. I don't know. Right?
What?
There's a lot of
I don't remember that.
He did. He got it. He posted a fastest lap. There is a possibility he went really fast in sector 2 and 3. Very much a possibility he could have done that.
But to get fastest lap with a... Nah. Yeah.
Why do you think I left the room, dog? I was so... Oh, man. It made me so angry. I was like, check the tapes.
Why are we not calling him out?
Check the recordings,
especially with all the technology F1 has.
I mean, and then Lando started pulling back because he really didn't want to get another infringement. He lost like 2 seconds to Max during that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is all real life. That is my ideas. Now... I 1,000% agree with you. Safety car should have happened. There should not have been a yellow flag right when that wing came out. Maybe let a lap pass to see if something happened. No.
Nothing's going to happen. It's in the middle of a straight. DRS straight.
It's a, it's
right?
a middle of the DRS straight. Zone.
And it's, then, like, if somebody goes to pass, it's going to...
Exactly.
Exactly what it's, happened will happen.
It's not on the racing line, but it is in the overtaking, like, spot.
Yeah,
so, 100%. Like, you just kill the racing pretty much for the entire, like, lap, because that's, like, one of the only places you can really overtake someone.
And you can't see that. I mean, where you're going you can't, mock Jesus
Botas
down
just,
the...
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Botas just, like, ran over it. So it, there should have been a virtual safety car and then a safety car so they could have gotten someone out. They obviously could not throw someone onto the track while they were
they
cars
really,
racing.
It seemed like they were really
they
contemplating
were talking,
that.
Oh, yeah, they were talking
like,
about
run out
they're,
there
they're like I can, we can see the marshals ready to run out there and
yeah.
do it but they cannot do it
they
unless there
not.
Is a safety car
no they should
yeah.
not I mean
yeah. and
it
so
is a safety
that
thing.
From
the
is
get-go
a safety thing.
From the yes. get-go you do that Lando doesn't get the penalty which obviously is just yay for me but more mm-hmm. importantly Sainz doesn't get a puncture and Lewis doesn't get a puncture
yep. yeah no
also
was...
hindering their races by a ton
I can't it's... believe Lewis made it back
well
Lewis was so upset well I want to talk more about Lewis later as well yep. but it was Man, it was just a bad day to be me. I don't. It's just
it's
watching my two favorite like you know favorite teams just kind of crumble from a single misstep from the FIA, and then to kind of continue on with the amount of penalties that were being given out. Did the news race director just have a button that he pressed for like a penalty button?
Dude, it was
10 seconds.
It was every like.
I made a joke.
It was almost
like,
every 10 seconds that there's yeah. a notification.
There's another notification.
This incident is being looked at. Oh, yeah. whoop, oh this incident has now been.
We went
know,
from Vegas,
like, oh
which is
God.
relatively chill, to this, which was insanity in
Garbage.
Terms of the FAA stepping
Different
in.
Race director.
I think it was the same race director
it was
between
race
races,
well,
was it not?
Vegas was the same
oh, yes.
one. The other one left right before Vegas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I don't know if it was in the weekend.
So this
or
new
right
race director.
Weekend, but...
Yep. This new race director just went yep. ham.
Crazy.
He went crazy. I made a joke during the race that I think this race director has a button just to get penalties to all of my
we'll
predictions
talk,
this
we'll
week.
We'll talk about
was,
the race director
yeah.
in the news. There was some interesting stuff with him.
The, you were saying, like, all of,
yeah,
all of
breath,
drivers, all the drivers who had things, like, ruined. So, like, my team, right, I got the hat
I see
this week.
That. It's a lot
so
easier
like,
to get in this country than an Alpine hat.
Yeah,
I'll
really.
Tell you that.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, so like my team, they went out that first lap. They took one lap in the yellow flag and were like, okay, there's going to be a safety car. So they pit Kevin while I think he was in sixth.
Mm.
And they pit Kevin because they were anticipating the safety car. So they get him in right then and there. Safety car goes out. They come out and then they've got a good opportunity. It's a great time for them to pit. But because they waited three more laps for a safety car until there was debris and we had two punctures, then because of that, now Kevin's in the back and all those people who are in front of him could pit safely. And now this, you know, hurt his chances. He still got up to ninth, I believe. And so, like, not a terrible race for him, but he could have done better. And it was just, like, because, like, my team was – thinking that the stewards were going to make a rational call and they didn't, his race also was affected.
Yeah.
Amidst other teams that also pit at the exact same time under the same pretense. So.
How do you think Haas is going to finish out next week?
Oh, God.
Just, I know we're not in the preview section. I'm just curious, since you're a Haas fan, I just got to know. Do
it's
you
like one of the bigger
no,
fights.
No, we got to wait.
We
got to
wait.
I'm going to talk about it.
I'll ask you again once we get to Constructor Standards.
Be ready.
Because they got a really good opportunity that they just let
oh, trust me.
Lapse this weekend.
I've thought about it.
I don't got to tell you. But but no, let's talk about that first lap really quick. The couple incidents that happened
crazy.
There. Just pure insanity. I mean, what was it determined that hold on here. Well, let me look at the penalties again.
So it was Nico, Franco, and Ocon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Call
Franco
Pinto.
And...
Colapinto.
Was it Franco and Ocon that collided? Yeah.
That's
oh, no.
I'm,
Nico,
no,
Nico hit someone,
Nico,
right?
Nico had understeer, and so, like, he spun and, like, hit,
which
I think, Albon. And Albon, like, crashed into Colapinto, and the two of them just took their tires
oh,
off and
no,
went off.
No,
it was Ocon.
It was Ocon.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it Ocon?
Say, yeah.
Okay, it was Ocon, yeah.
But you're right, he did have a little
Ocon
bit of understeering,
yeah.
which seemed to be a problem for multiple drivers this race.
Especially
yes.
on the hards.
Multiple drivers.
Hards
well, nobody liked the hards.
Nobody liked the hards, and
another
the softs
George
went
incident.
Like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
He freaked out when they... He,
yep.
He's driving away, and they realize that they put hards back on. He's like, what the...
Why
are we on hards that we're not going to say right now, but... He was freaking out about that. But, yeah, it was Hulk into Ocon, who then hit... Was that Albon? Or who was...
Hulk into Ocon, who hit Franco. Yeah.
Oh, Colapinto.
So,
yeah,
Franco
yeah.
and Ocon, I think they retire immediately.
Yep.
Dude, Colapinto.
And somehow, Nico just limped it to the pit.
And again, like, this one's not Colapinto's fault per se, right? Obviously, but dude, you got to start not crashing. Tough, you know what I mean?
You got to start not crashing.
I said I had a fun fact about Williams. I found out earlier they have one win allocated between the two drivers left for Abu Dhabi. So if both drivers break a win, then they just got to drive.
This is for who?
Williams. So Williams has one win left for the rest for this last race.
So if Franco crashes and breaks the rear wing, they just can't race Franco.
No, right? Front wing.
Front wing. Okay. Yeah, so front wing. Even worse.
Even worse. Yep. Yeah. So if both drivers manage to damage their front wings, one of them has to continue driving with a broken front wing.
Or they retire.
They
have no front wings left coming into Abu Dhabi.
No, they have one. They have one replacement wing. Yes, okay.
And that's okay. For each driver.
For each driver.
Yeah, that's bad.
To share between the two drivers.
That's
rough.
Yeah, they are down.
I'd be like, hey, Franco, buddy, here's the deal. You damage that wing, that's on you. We're gonna save the good one.
It's him and Albon. Albon's had plenty of crashes this season too. And of course there's Logan too all season. Logan had found the barrier more than he found the checkered flag, but
more than the pavement almost.
Yeah, they better hope they don't destroy it during destroy it beyond repair during
quali or practice. That's what I'm worried about.
Because if that happens, then it's just like, well, your weekend's done.
Oh, that would suck, man. Imagine losing your weekend before you can even.
I imagine whoever breaks it will get the replacement, but then that's it. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's horrible. I mean, that's a Williams spot to be in if it's ever been one. Am I right? Yep. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. That's where they live.
That's
guys
on replacement parts.
So that was lap one.
Yep.
Lap five.
We resumed racing. Yep.
We were racing lap five, but we had Liam. I don't know if he just lost it a little bit or ended up somehow getting involved with Bottas.
Mm-hmm.
Bottas didn't seem to get a bunch of damage off that, but just another random Liam moment.
That's where he gets his 10-second.
Liam is...
Not impressive.
We'll talk about it in news, but Liam has an opportunity, and he is not impressing right now. Just not. He's making a bunch of rookie mistakes, stuff that you can't be making at this point. Yes, I know he hasn't had a ton of opportunity necessarily at the F1 level, but... You got to be making the most of your chances here. And you finished, yes, it's only one spot. But you did finish behind Yuki this week, which sucks for our bonus points, by the way.
It does.
But
not yours.
I said Checo.
Yeah.
I don't get bonus points for that.
Checo finished. Oh, that's right. He didn't.
He didn't even finish, actually.
Oh, that's right. The guys who are already in. I forgot. Yeah, that makes.
Unbelievable,
I'm in a bad mood,
by the way. I know. Sorry, I didn't
want
to.
You're right. No, it's okay. You're right, though. Lawson, he needs to be proving something. And granted, Yuki and Lawson had... I think in totality, neither of them had a great race, but I guess at least they kind of finished close.
I really want to get to constructor standings. We'll just get through the race.
We'll get through it. I will say really quick, just to kind of go before I'm sorry we're going back in time during the race, but you guys were mentioning Albon a couple times.
Yeah.
Lance did cut into Albon and spun him off before the safety car as well. This happened, I think, on corner two. Stroll got a penalty. So that's why we thought Albon was involved. He was involved in the separate crash on the same lap.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Just wanted to cut that back there really quick. Just Stroll doing Stroll things. Did he end up retiring as well?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
Yes, he did. Now was it his? No, it was Lewis that they were like.
And then Lewis, they reviewed Lewis
requested retiring, and they were like, "No, stay out."
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
and Lewis
my gosh.
Was like, "Nah."
Yeah.
Bro, that was so disheartening to hear. He is so
he's
over
so
this
done.
Car, man.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. done. He's done. With
commentators were talking about him wanting to not race in Abu Dhabi.
I don't blame him, though.
I don't blame him either, and I think
you got to do one more, right, for your Mercedes fans that have been there, you think, or do you think that's not even a factor for him right now?
I think he's over it, and he also,
and
if
with the bad luck of this race, running over the piece of mirror, come on.
Yeah, it's so rough. If he were to not race for Mercedes, I think he gets to test in the Ferrari. I think all of those have been dispelled. He is definitely racing in the Mercedes, but...
Yep.
He can't test then.
Yeah,
if he's racing in the Mercedes, because somebody else thought couldn't.
If I'm
Ocon can test now because he's been technically released by Alpine. Yeah. So now he can test in the Haas.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think Lewis can test in the Ferrari yet.
No,
right?
if he's racing in if he's racing the Mercedes, I don't think he can. I don't know how it works. Yeah. That's just my logic. If this thing happened on this team, so this thing must be true on this team.
Sure.
I think that's the case.
If I'm not mistaken, they have like the driver tests for drivers who are going to different teams and whatnot, new drivers that are signing and whatnot. And I think that's after Abu Dhabi. That's next Tuesday.
Yeah, like a season end test. Yeah.
Yeah, they got like a season end test where like we'll get to see all the drivers in their new jumpsuits and everything, and like we'll get to see them test out the cars and whatnot. And I think I heard that was supposed to happen next Tuesday, so a week from today.
Okay, fair enough. Looking back here, we've talked about Red Bull. We'll talk about Checo in a little bit. Ferrari, I guess we haven't really talked about Ferrari yet this race. I mean, P2, you can't be too mad there, but Carlos, again, with the whole mirror incident, I mean, it could have been better. Yeah. Who knows?
It could have been better. I will say he recovered very nicely. He still got a decent placement.
About as good as you can with going through
exactly.
That.
He would have placed better, for sure, if that hadn't happened, obviously. But he still recovered incredibly well, and then Charles just had a very consistent race, and he deserves the place he got. So he Lando got that penalty, threw him back. So he was able to capitalize. That's the word I was trying to look for. But
there it is.
Capitalize. We're still in shambles, guys.
Capitalize. We'll talk about Ferrari also here in a little bit, but, going down the list here, we've talked about McLaren, mentioned a little bit of Mercedes action, Alpine, Gasly getting that P5, obviously Ocon retired, but my guy Gasly getting P5. I mean, yes, there's the Lando thing, but P5, buddy.
It is. Man.
And,
just,
oh, yeah. And he's outscored Lando in the last three races.
Yeah, that was,
27 to 26.
I love it. What a statistic.
That won't be the same stat next week, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
maybe, though, right?
While we're talking about.
And now they're going to a Merc engine next year.
Yeah, Mercedes. Year. Great. Yep. I mean, probably
that,
for the best.
Get rid of that Renault engine.
That's. We're talking about drivers who are outscoring people now. Officially on the Drivers' Championship, Bottas is ahead of Liam Lawson.
Oh, whoa.
You think about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
A team not expected to score points probably ever this year, honestly.
Because they have the same amount of points, but Bottas has a higher finish.
Yeah.
So.
Does Bottas have all four of Kick's points? Or
guys, Bottas didn't score points this weekend.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Joe.
Sure, I'm thinking of Joe. Yeah. Sorry. Joe.
Oh, so you said it earlier as well.
I did say it.
I was like, oh, maybe I'm forgetting.
I'm just thinking the green.
You know what? This is your fault. You're gaslighting.
Bottas is not getting him. Bottas is welcome. Unfortunately, Bottas is not going to get points this season. I'm saying that ahead of Abu Dhabi because I don't think Abu Dhabi permits enough of like something to happen.
No.
Not unfortunately.
No. But I mean, his teammate Joe.
But Joe, So that was it. Joe is ahead of Liam Lawson now. That's what it was.
He is. Yeah.
Now, Bottas is no longer at the bottom of the standings anymore because of his finish.
He's not. No.
He's
ahead of Logan Sargeant.
He's ahead of Logan Sargeant.
What about Joe to Cadillac?
That is something that's been talked
about.
Help
pump some money into the new team, you know? Have Danny Ric be the PR guy.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Haven't seen Joe at his prime because of the car he was given.
I agree.
Like to think he's better than he is, but
until he gets another seat, and is he going to get that opportunity?
We saw a pretty good drive out of him this weekend.
He's had a few good drives
this season.
Yeah. He did not mess up, which is all you can ask for.
Right.
In a kick. So
right. He made it across the finish line. Yeah. All right.
Very small tangent that I thought up because of like Pierre's P5 and how we've been seeing him get all these points recently. Was the thought of if Pierre was in a Red Bull or a McLaren or like a championship winning car, is he WDC?
Ripping my heart out here, fam. Because no.
Comparable.
No. I think he'd be a really good number two driver at a high level team, like a Red Bull, Mercedes, or Ferrari or McLaren. But I just I would hope so. Yeah, I would love that. That would be awesome. It's like when he won. That was insanity. But I don't know. I think he'd be a very competitive number two driver.
Oh, for sure.
You know, a Bottas to a Hamilton type of situation. Mm. But I don't know if he's got enough to get that WDC.
He's super consistent. I found out that he has cost Alpine $0 this year. He's $0. One of the few drivers on the grid who's cost his team basically no money.
He's the only one.
Yeah, the
he's
only
the
driver.
Only driver on the grid. Though.
Yeah,
because
he's just driving so clean. Like, sure, sometimes not great, but
or sometimes clean. Ocon
maybe just
flies over the top of him or something.
That
you know,
can happen.
Stuff
that's
happens.
Not his fault though.
yeah.
I wonder if they went into a meeting or like start of the season. Like, listen, the car's going to be slow, so you guys need to not hit each other.
So please save us
like,
money.
Whatever you do.
So they proceed by hitting
fight.
Each other. No. Let's talk about those standings.
Before we're already in standings.
Before
yeah.
we head into news. McLaren sitting at the top of 640. Ferrari sitting at 619. Who's going to do it, fellas? I mean, yes, McLaren's got the good shot right now. But, I mean, arguably, if Carlos doesn't run over the mirror, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean,
it could look a little bit different right now, the sprint. Could look a little bit different right now if things went a different way.
It's worth noting that I believe I've heard that McLaren has struggled in Abu Dhabi in the past. You can correct me, Mr. McLaren boy, but I believe I believe McLaren has struggled in Abu Dhabi in the past. And if that is the case, and Ferrari has been pretty good in Abu Dhabi in the past. Not the best. I think Mercedes has been archetypically the best, and Red Bull.
Mercedes has been pretty good.
You're really
Red Bull,
her
Red Bull.
Out of Bush here for the answer. I don't know.
So,
who's going to take it for you? Right now, on the seat, who's taking constructors after this week?
I still think it's McLaren.
It's definitely McLaren, I think.
You don't think Ferrari can do...
Ferrari has to do a lot.
That much, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they seriously need one of the McLarens to, like, DNF.
So...
That's their best bet.
I have the answer for that, like, the minimum that they need.
Yeah, lay it on us.
If Ferrari get 1 and 2, one of the McLarens can get 3rd, but the other McLaren has to get below 6th.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Yes. And that's if the Ferrari's 1 and 2, which is
not
going to happen,
that's
unfortunately.
Not, I mean,
probably not.
Ferrari's getting 1-2 is probably not going to happen, but a McLaren finishing P6 is not that outlandish.
Not horribly outlandish, but both of them finishing that kind of low? Okay,
that's
so
really tough.
Now let's say Max wins and Ferrari has a great weekend, so they get 2-3. The highest that a McLaren can get has to be 5th and 10th.
Yeah,
that's
tough.
Not going to happen.
That's tough.
Ferrari literally has to.
And then it
to
just keeps going down if Ferrari keep on kind of making it down as well. It's one if one Ferrari wins the race and the other doesn't finish in points,
it's over.
The McLarens need 9-10. So it's really really tough for them to make this up.
So yeah, they're making it a huge deal then, and it's really not as big of a deal.
You know, you're right though. They aren't the best at this track. Mm-hmm. Last year. Proved that. However, they were not like the slowest team by any means. They were definitely doing better than what I'm kind of saying right
but
now.
But if McLaren is at the moment arguably favored to win a WDC next year with maybe Lando, maybe Oscar, I don't know. I'd assume Lando, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're potentially favored to do that, I mean, you got to be able to produce that at all tracks at some point.
I've got a question for you guys.
Oh boy.
What is the fastest car on the grid right now?
Who?
I still think it's the McLaren.
Do you?
No. So you know what?
Is
it the Ferrari?
I'm leaning is the Ferrari, but like
that are like not favoring the
George
McLaren.
George is also really fast right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
So it's
like are the tracks just not favoring McLaren, or maybe have they lost the edge they had midseason a little bit? They're still fast, obviously. Obviously, mm-hmm. They're still fast.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
But are they the fastest at this point? They're definitely close.
Yep.
I think the Ferrari and the Mercedes just coming out of nowhere as well late season, like they did last season as well.
Yep.
Which again, like, makes me think that they're not putting as much time into Lewis's car right now.
I think they
because like, George has had a couple really fast
George
weekends.
Is flying.
I thought I heard that because of like cost cap that they're at a point where they're just putting all of their money and all of the upgrades into Russell's car and not into Lewis's car, and that's part of the reason we've seen. Lewis so kind of defeated is because he knows that they're in the same car, but they're not in the same car. And they're doing this for Russell because they're not going to spend more time and parts in Lewis's car when they're not going to have him next year. Why would they work on that?
And I can't remember if it was Mercedes that I brought it up with, but a few weeks ago I said that potentially Lewis's car hadn't been upgraded since Miami. Was it Mercedes that I was saying that about? I can't remember.
I do remember you saying that.
I'm not expecting you to remember.
I do remember you saying
that.
I can't remember what team.
It was. It might not be, but
it's crazy to think of any of that happening.
It's crazy to think that neither that both cars on any team could not be at the same level. You know what I mean? You would think, you know, but
usually,
obviously,
I mean, usually come in waves. You know, like maybe one weekend they have it early.
This one gets it this weekend, and then next weekend the second car gets that upgrade at that weekend or whatever.
We know that that's happening though, because like Red Bull has openly stated the fact that they're like, we're not working on Checo's car for the rest of the season. They're like, Checo's car is where it's at.
Well, that makes
sense.
That's
where it
is.
We need to focus on Max because he's our point scorer. Like,
for sure.
So all of the upgrades and everything has been going into Max's car, and this has been for like I think the last two races now.
Yeah.
So like,
which now he's won.
Yeah.
You know, so
clearly something's working.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So.
Which is crazy because we were just talking about how bad and how much of a drop Red Bull's had in their just their speed, their pace is so off, and now all of a sudden they're putting the upgrades all into Max and now he's winning again. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Who knows where Red Bull will be at the start of next season? We're kind of writing them off in a way, but they wrote themselves off last week.
I still think they're going to be relatively fast at the start of the season,
well,
at least.
Not according to them.
Not according to them, but
you know. The other battle we have going on, Red Bull sitting there at third at 581, Mercedes 446, Aston at 92. Those are all pretty much locked in at this point.
Yeah, Red Bull confirmed cannot win constructors anymore. That was confirmed.
Officially. Which is wild. Yeah. But we have a kind of a tight race. V-Carb, not so much, but we kind of have a tight race here.
Nah, I mean, V-Carb. It needs
some points, scoring any points in Qatar really hurt them.
Yeah.
Really hurt them. And let alone both just having a really rough race. But Alpine sitting at 59, Haas at 54. I mean, seriously have an opportunity there. And then V-Carb sitting at 46. Here, halfway through the season, this spot was V-Carb's, no doubt. I mean,
hands
Haas
down.
Was
yes.
there battling, but like I was like,
V-Carb's
no way anybody's catching V-Carb.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Alpine potentially beating Haas even, who started out pretty strong.
So I'd love to pitch it to you with this.
Right.
Alpine has, I would say, arguably one driver who can score actually pretty decent points versus Haas's two driver who can score low points, but points nonetheless. So who what's going to make the difference? And I also think you either get Gasly and one Haas, or you get two Haases or a single Haas. And
so
no
I went kind of like you were just going through with championships. I was also looking at like what has to happen in Abu Dhabi, and it is, I regret, very doomy gloomy for me. It doesn't look good because in order to win this, we need to get 7th and 8th.
Yep.
Or
To beat Alpine.
With Alpine not getting any points.
Alpine not getting any points. No. Actually, I think they could still get 10th, and we would still have it by 1 point.
Okay.
But I think you're right.
Yeah, we would have it by 1 point. And the more realistic option, Nico needs to do 6th or better. Whew. And that is not unreasonable.
Nico has
had 6th once or twice. At least once.
You're going to need the Ferraris and the McLarens to really battle and create some carnage.
I need some people to crash.
You're right. Correct.
I think
you need Yuki to not finish in points to end the season. I have a feeling he's going to finish in points to end the season.
I could see Yuki.
He could be in the way.
Yeah.
You know, you could have Alonso in the way.
I do want to point out, too, that Nico Hülkenberg has shown pace on this track in the past. Last year when the Haas was incredibly slow, Nico still got like 12th on this track with a very, very slow Haas.
And you have Jack Doohan in the car this weekend as well.
And
instead of Ocon.
That's
so
something
it's
that
like,
I've thought about too. Is like, so they've got Pierre, who we know scores points.
We know
very
who
good.
Could be in points after in this weekend.
I don't know why they got rid of Ocon for this last race, because Ocon is kind of a problem child and he has his issues, but he has scored points.
And
he is still a like well-known driver. He does know this track. Like, if they want to make sure that they take 6th, why would you get rid of your other veteran driver to put in Doohan? Which is, he's almost assuredly not going to score points. If he does, maybe 10th.
Right. No, like, I would agree with that.
Like first,
I agree with that, but
first, not only first drive of F1, but also at Abu Dhabi, where everybody's going to be driving crazy, especially Alpine, Haas, and V-Carb, who are all fighting for 6th, right?
You make a really valid point. Why take out the driver when you are still battling for 6th place, and the difference between 6th and 7th is $13 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's at least a chunk that it should be, you know, be worth
and
it.
And a chunk that they want, too.
And like finishing 6th, like, again, me being me, putting Aston on their own tier.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically best
beating
of
out best of the rest. I mean, yeah, that's, that'd be huge for Alpine. It'd be huge for Haas.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's plenty to play for here in that in the last race. I think they're going to be racing each other fairly hard.
Also, I hate the fact Pierre,
especially K Meg and Nico. This is their swan song.
Yeah,
for,
this is
for
their
Haas.
Last race.
Yeah.
For
you know
Haas.
What I mean? K Meg, this could be it.
Right.
You think he's not going to go out with a blaze?
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Come on.
Come on. And he's got...
Hopefully not
it,
literally.
And his super points reset?
This just in. K-Mag takes 12 penalty points in Abu Dhabi?
Wow, that'd be crazy. Maybe
I don't know
possible.
How he'd have a car left.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. They'd be like, but retire the car. You have no wheel. And he's like, I'm going.
Yeah, driving Roman Grosjean's car.
To kind of jump back to Ocon just a little bit. To your point, and your point, I mean, you're right. He's proven himself in the past, right? And to know that the fight is this close, it must really mean that Alpine just don't have the faith in it, man. You know, like, that's got to suck to be this close into the best of the rest.
I think they're sick of having the same conversation with
probably.
Them.
Probably.
You know, and nothing's changing. It's like, dude.
And maybe they're maybe they're just focused as well. Like, I mean, I would hope that they want this place in constructors, but maybe they want to get Jack that extra experience as well, even if it is a single race.
And that's 100% they want to get Jack that experience.
Yeah.
That's for sure part of it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we seriously got to move on, so let's head right into our news, Kev. And to start off our news real quick, Alpine Academy driver Abby Pulling wins the 2024 Academy Championship. As we continue to see more female drivers in the academies, who knows? We'll see our first one in F1 in the near future, I would imagine.
That'd be cool.
Checo, set to leave Red Bull at the end of the season. That we all thought he would at least finish the season out, or at least be given the end of the season. That's rather interesting. We'll circle back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Ocon, I just wrote no race for you. Jack Doohan getting the start. Yeah, we know. The FIA president. What is his name? Mohammed. What's his last name? Starts with an S. Slayan. Something like that.
I almost said it, but I'm going to butcher it if I say it.
And that's why I was
Mohammed
not...
bin Salayem.
There you go. Salayan, yes. Salayem. Salayem. It's an M at the end. Yes, Salayim. Yes. A lot of interesting stuff between him and the drivers right now. George, kind of the spokesperson for whatever driver group it's called. I can't remember what it's called.
He
came out and said something along the lines of like, well, we should know when higher up management is leaving or whatever. And and this guy pretty much came out and said like, well, you're a driver and we don't really tell you how to drive. So, you know what I mean? I was like, whoa. And after the race... And after the race, he kind of came up to shake like Oscar's hand. Mm. Did you guys see that video, mm-hmm. that short mm-hmm. or whatever?
I just saw it today. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and Oscar just like literally just pushes him off. I'm like, whoa. So there's a lot of animosity there between the drivers and old FIA president. Thought that was wild.
Yeah, I don't think I'd read too much into that Oscar situation. It definitely was.
No, but it was interesting after this. You know
what
I mean?
It was definitely him putting himself in a position like he always does, just up front. And when Oscar wants to celebrate with his team, and that's what he did. So he held his hand for a moment. He probably like the president probably wanted to talk to him or congratulate him, and Oscar wasn't having it. So
yeah, and another thing he said was like, do we tell them what to have as their strategy? Like, he's just really reaching into the hat, you know what I mean? But Danny Ric rumblings already kind of circulating to Cadillac. I thought I saw something that he signed
with
Cadillac, and I was like, okay, that's fake, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the more and more I look it up, there is a couple little rumblings out there that it's heating up, if you will. But I mean, when do you think they sign those drivers? Like, are they going to sign them as early as 2025 to get them, you know, with the team this early? Because you already know they're developing a car and been developing a car.
Yeah.
They have had to been.
They definitely, they definitely say who's racing for them sometime next year,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Dude, but you, earlier, later, doesn't matter.
They have a lot of time,
I would imagine you'd want it as early as possible so you can start, you know,
prepping,
start gaining.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, start trying to get, you know,
I'm kind of
following.
Expecting sometime around mid-season break.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay,
to me.
Mid-season break. Yeah,
that kind of checks out. It gives them time to sort things out, and also to give the driver pool time to settle down. Who knows what's going to happen next season? You might see somebody like Albon get super upset driving with Sainz because he doesn't get to be the big fish in the pond, and so Albon decides to leave and maybe go to Cadillac.
That is an interesting pairing.
It's just little things like that. It's a crazy take. Oh yeah, things like that can happen.
It's a crazy. I'm not gonna lie, you man.
It's crazy.
So like. I can see why they'd want to wait a little while and see where things develop, you know?
Well, hear me out. Checo to Caddy?
I mean, actually, it's not the worst
brings
idea.
Brings a lot of money?
It's not the worst idea in the world. Yeah, it'd be
a But I mean, it'd be a weird look.
And that's probably about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he'd be the number one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it just depends on who's driving with him. Yeah. I feel like it would be hard to really determine a number one.
So now, though, somebody's got to take that Red Bull seat next year.
Yeah.
And right now, after last week, it's like, well, I don't know who that should be. Because Yuki and Liam both don't look like they... I mean, if you're going to give it to one or the other, it's Yuki for me.
Yeah. It's one of them.
Liam's just looking like he needs some more work at the... You know, at the major leagues, so...
Yeah, and this hasn't been confirmed, but it's all over the place that...
It's all over.
And I think...
I think Checo's done at the end of the
season. Isaac Hadjar almost spoiled himself saying that he was confirmed for next year.
In the V-carb?
In the V-carb.
Yep.
Like, he was... Yeah, I don't think...
That wouldn't be that surprising if that's the move they decide to make.
Oh, 100%. He... I mean, I've... God, not to toot my own horn, but I called it a mile
away. Him and Liam, though. I mean, I don't know.
I do also want to point out, too, though, that Liam's contract was just for this season. It was just to finish
right.
This
he hasn't
season.
Been confirmed for
he
next
hasn't
season.
Been confirmed
I
for
think,
next season.
I think they re-up him in a V carb because
sure
they just
do.
they're well wow I was about to say something really wild. I was going to say they're really drinking Liam's Kool Aid, but
the Liam Kool Aid was
the Liam Kool Aid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, not his personally.
You're right though. I mean,
there's something with Liam that Red Bull's just addicted to, and I think they're going to sign him at least for another 2 years in V carb, and then at that point, then I don't know. He's got to perform then at that point.
And if the Red Bulls aren't, you know, it's the fans. I think the fans like Liam more, if not as much, as Red Bull. He's a driver. He has the experience. Why wouldn't you put him in a car?
Yeah, I'd give him a ride for a year or two. But if he doesn't
Red
perform,
Bull,
that's it.
Yeah.
No, not Red Bull, though, but
V-Car.
V-Car.
Yeah, it's
V-Car. But, like, I think Yuki gets the nod to start 2025.
And then they can just swap
him
out.
If Checo's out. Mm-hmm. And then see what happens. I don't know.
I mean, we could see... Dare I say it?
I don't think Checo would take the V-carb seat, though.
No. I think Checo's going into reserve. Like, if I don't think he's taking
or
the
seat.
Or retirement.
Ambassadorial role.
Something like that.
Something
like
that.
I think he's still technically going to have to work for Red Bull for at least another year.
Yeah.
Because he had a 1+1, and he hasn't even gotten to that first one yet. So I think he has to work.
That's true.
Yeah, he has to work for Red Bull in some capacity. Or rather, he gets to work for Red Bull, so he's still going to rake in a bit of money, which is nice.
Yep.
I forget what. Oh yeah, but filling that seat. Oh, what I was going to say is, could we see for the first time ever a 3-seat driver swap next year? They test Yuki, doesn't work out. They test Liam, doesn't work out.
I don't think so.
They put Isaac in there.
That would make you.
That would be
insane.
That would
make you the joke, though, of F1.
Yes.
You go from 4-time champion in a row to being the joke, or at least WDC champion in a row. I don't think that will happen.
That would be wild.
That would be wild, though.
But it's still possible we see them swap out if Yuki or Liam cannot cut it early.
For sure. With that, we got to head right into our preview of where are we going?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
And, of course, to start off our preview, we have our, I don't know, lack of a better title, I guess, Abu Dhabi preview by our Emmy Award winner, Joe.
That's you.
I never got that Emmy.
That's you. You all, you don't have
it's
it?
It's in the mail.
Oh,
no. It's
coming.
Been in the mail for a while.
It's coming. Well, it's, you know, it's going across the ocean.
Okay. All right. So talking about Abu Dhabi, this year's Formula One Abu Dhabi name is Formula One Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix 2024 at the Yas Marina Circuit. My fun fact for this circuit is Verstappen, Vettel, and Rosberg share their maiden WDC wins at the circuit.
Interesting.
Looking at last year, our starting grid was Max, Charles, and Oscar. Off the line, Oscar gets a handy start from third, leaving his teammate to defend from Russell, wheel-to-wheel to the next turn. Lando eventually keeping fourth with Lando, Charles, and Max ahead. With Oscar, Charles, and Max ahead. To the corner at the end of the straight, Charles fights Max, wheels almost touching, but Max is able to just stay ahead at the end of the short battle. Down the line, Max's teammate Checo makes a move for ninth position on Hamilton and sticks it on lap three. Lap four, Lando easily takes third place from Oscar, no fight between the teammates. Russell eventually catches up to Oscar on lap 7 and attempts to overtake at the end of the second DRS straight. He looks like he's about to take the place from Oscar, but he goes much wider. Oscar able to hold onto the inside line and keep the position. That fight continues into lap 11, where Russell attempts the same move in the same place, but is able to make it stick this time, getting in front of the McLaren before the turn where he failed before. Lando suffers a long pit in his fight for a podium and unfortunately loses position to Russell as they leave the pit. On the other side of the Mercedes garage, Hamilton picks up some minor ring damage as he bumps into the back of the locked-up Alpine in front of him. Perez continues his push up the grid on lap 25, making the move on Alonso for 6th, the two McLarens now ahead of him. 3 laps later, he makes the move on Oscar for 5th. Perez continues to find the true pace of the Red Bull, waking up and driving it as he makes the move for 4th on Lando. And at the apex of that corner, Lando turns into Perez, who either suffers understeer or attempts to push Lando off as he just doesn't turn enough at the apex, bumping one another, forcing Lando to drive through and run off and back on the track shortly after, leaving Perez on track behind him. Perez picks up a 5-second penalty for this. Lap 48, he attempts to overtake again and makes it stick on Lando. On lap 54, he makes his way into the podium, passing George and eventually passing Charles for 2nd place before his penalty is applied. Max crosses the line on lap 58, 16 seconds ahead of his teammate in 2nd, winning his 19th Grand Prix in a season. Our final was Verstappen, Leclerc, Russell, Perez, Norris, Piastri, Alonso, Tsunoda, Hamilton, and Stroll. So I said I said Perez a lot during this recap. Not going to see that this year.
I was just about to say, whoa, Checo, top 3.
He definitely drove well last year, but if what you're saying is true and they haven't been upgrading his car, there's just no way.
There's no chance.
There's no way.
No chance. I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty set in stone. We see McLaren win the Constructors, not the WGC.
Likely.
But Ferrari will be close there behind.
Ferrari's going to fight.
And I think we could still see Max win the freaking race. You know, he's got good history at Abu Dhabi. I love racing that track, actually.
It's really fun.
On the horrible video game.
It makes one of us.
What? Oh, you do not
I
like
struggle.
Abu Dhabi.
Oh, you do struggle like on Abu Dhabi.
I've always struggled on Abu Dhabi.
Fair enough.
I don't know why.
You don't talk about Abu Dhabi.
We don't talk about Abu Dhabi.
Joe, well, actually, I got to start with the points. So, Tyler, right
do
now.
Do we have to do that this week?
Yeah, for sure. Nope, we got to do it. Tyler leading in points with 47. Cole right behind him with 46, so it's going to come down to it for those two heading into Abu Dhabi. Yours truly is sitting at 38, and Joe coming in at 36. Mike, you got 2, fam.
Hey, you know what?
That's
you ain't going to be in last.
Hey, well, you know what? I'll take it.
Well,
I've already
got to have like a 5 like race minimum, so I don't think he counts.
I've already said in the group chat, if I beat you, I'm counting that as a win. I'm fighting for I'm best of the rest right now. That's what I'm fighting for.
Right. Well, first we'll start with Mike. Who's winning this race, or who do you got on your podium?
Who's winning this
my
race?
Bad.
It's
no.
Lewis,
who's,
of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I am actually saying Lewis, Max, and Leclerc.
In no particular order.
In maybe a particular order.
Oh, you do think Lewis
I do think Lewis could win this race, yeah. I think he's coming guns blazing, and I like I said, he's really good on this track.
He wants to end his time with Mercedes
Mercedes with a win. Has been fast, so I think
has been fast.
George has been fast.
Lewis didn't look that bad. Not
foil,
this week. But.
Tinfoil hat, non-zero chance that they just go, George, just sit back. We're gonna let Lewis drive your car this weekend. It's
that's
his last weekend.
That's not gonna happen.
Tinfoil hat. We can take that off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
You can just throw it away.
It's true. He could win it. Hamilton did get 9th last year.
What's your point,
Tyler and Cole with the exact same podium. I don't know why they would do that. When Cole is 1 point behind, you know what I mean? You got to take a chance somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So Cole Tyler wins it.
There's no chance for Cole. Let me double check, okay? Make sure I didn't read it wrong. But, like, George, Lando, Leclerc. Oh, I'm an idiot. George, Lando. Oh, I put Max in there. Tyler
trying to
put
sabotage
Max.
Him.
Okay, so there
Max
it is. Yeah,
the
I'm trying to sabotage him. Everybody needs to check this out because I'm obviously doing it wrong. Okay, Cole went George, Lando, Leclerc. Tyler went George, Lando, Max.
Okay, but that still means Tyler wins if he can only get one extra point.
Well, he could tie him if he
could
gets
he?
A perfect.
Are they only 1 point apart?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So he could still tie, but I don't see... Yeah, there's really not a good chance to
so
win
Cole
there.
Can't, oh, man. So they could just tie.
They could just tie, or Cole's going to lose on the last race.
Hmm.
Joe... Oh, wait. No, I guess I'll go.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to go first.
Yep.
Woohoo. crazy they both got George in there. I mean, it's not that crazy, but
George has been pretty quick.
He has been quick. I'm going... You know what? I think Lewis is also on the podium. I'm going...
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'm going to go Lewis, Lando, Max.
Okay.
Okay, I'm 2 points behind you.
Correct. And I just went Lewis, Lando, Max. You should go Ferraris and McLaren.
Yeah, I should. I'm going to go... George. Man, I need 3 points to beat you. That sucks. But if I can tie you, I guess that's still kind of...
Now he's changing the stipulations to his moral victories.
But I remember earlier in the season, hey, I'm doing this based on, you know, what I... Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to salvage anything I can.
He's trying to make it sound good in his head.
Yep, right.
So Russell, I need two points to... Oh, yeah, Oscar for sure. I have to say Oscar. Yeah. We'll say Oscar.
And who else did you have on your podium?
That would tie us.
Max, Lando, and Lewis. So you would need to take, like, Carlos.
Take Leclerc.
I should take Leclerc. That's a good point. I'll take Leclerc. Yeah,
Leclerc is likely going to be up there. I'm the crazy one putting Lewis on my podium.
100%.
He is crazy.
Like, come on.
George, honestly,
man, last race magic.
George is probably the only one that I would have actually put on my like podium if I wasn't trying to salvage points.
Because the other two would have been the papayas,
It would have been Lando and Max, Oscar. Probably.
Lando and who?
Max.
Max, yeah.
Call me crazy. I don't think Lando's going to do great.
It's possible. I like I said, I think they're definitely on a downswing right now. Again, I don't know if it's because the others are just so fast or if it's just the track isn't good for them, but they're definitely not as good as midseason. And maybe they're just prepping for next year. And all I can really 100%. Hope, you know,
they're prepping for next season. Yep. They're prepping to repeat as constructors champions.
We saw them during that sprint
and win a WDC I think they have a real chance at that. But don't worry, this might be the last race that we're previewing, but we got plenty coming in the off season as we get ready for the 2025 season. But like always, thank you, Mike. Thanks for coming
this
week.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you're a permanent guest next season.
Maybe.
Off season, you know. Maybe you know what? Whatever you want, Mike. Whatever you want to do. Joe, as always, you know, we'll be here next week. But
yeah, we'll be here. But, thanks for having me, though.
But yeah, thanks for being on.
Yeah, we don't let him leave.
He just lives here.
We just chain him.
And then, of course, Kev behind the camera and the computers making everything happen for
us. Thanks, Kev.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you next week.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.